And welcome back to Alumni Stadium. Moments before the start of the second half, DeSales controlling St. Charles 38-0. St. Charles will have the option in the second half to get the football. The question is who will come out on the field for St. Charles to start the second half. A multitude of injuries for them in the first half. Well, a couple of running backs and their quarterback as well.
Yeah, and that really... Not that it was going to make a difference necessarily in the outcome, but it's going to make a difference in the input. I mean, St. Charles needs the ability to move the football a little bit just to keep their offense on the field.
And this game will now be played with a running clock per the new OHSAA point differential rule that went into effect a couple seasons ago. The clock will be stopped after changes of possession at the end of periods and for timeouts. If the point differential should fall beneath 30, then normal clock operations will resume. So Dominic DeMaceo has it teed up for DeSales, and you look at the numbers, they have 283 yards in the first half, 167 rushing, 116 passing. St. Charles had 38 yards all on the ground, 8 first downs to 1 in favor of DeSales. 1 turnover committed by St. Charles was the direct result of an interception that led to a touchdown by Vasquez, who took it in for the score for DeSales. And 38-0 as we kick off the second half, and the ball will break the plane. It'll be a touchback. It's 2 yards deep. And St. Charles will start from their own 20-yard line, and we'll see who's out there to start the second half and see if it's still Carl McGowan, who came in because Brooks McCann got injured very late in the first half with about 55 seconds left. And the offense now comes out on the field. And indeed, I think it'll be Carl McGowan to start at quarterback here in the second half. Tanner Fix is going to go wide to the bottom of the set. McGowan under center. Backs from an offset eye. First man through gets the handoff. They're going to get the ball up to around the 22-yard line. And a lot of what we saw in the first half, at least early on from St. Charles, just that short little running play and garners maybe a yard or two.
Yeah, now what's probably going to happen here is the sales is going to keep their first unit out there probably for the first series, maybe one and a half series on defense, maybe two series on defense, and probably only one on offense, and then that'll be pretty much it for the varsity, I'm sure.
Gibbons on the carry up to just past the 22-yard line, second and 8 from there. St. Charles goes with that tight set, Larry. Excuse me. Yeah. It's very hard to pick up the running back. This time is Davion Johnson, second man through. He's got the first down, 30, 35, 40, and he steps out of bounds along the far side. Let's see where they mark him out. They're going to say he's out at the 37.
Good run by Davion Johnson. He just squirted through a hole there and just turned on the jets, and that's the best play we've seen from St. Charles all night. It's a good game.
And it picks up 15 on the play. It gives him a first and 10 from the 37. Clock continuing to motor down. 10-10 left in the third quarter. Backs again from an eye. And off the left side, they get it up to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. I mean, there's so little room to run between the tackles because the sales is creating stalemates with their defensive linemen. The linebackers can easily come up and fill any gaps and make the hit. Corcoran that time makes the hit on the running back right at the 37-yard line. They pick up about 2 feet on the play. We'll call it a yard. It'll be second down and 9.
Well, Luke Barber and Darius Mullins just dominate the inside 3 offensive linemen by themselves, and then you've got, you know, Brandon Darrow and Drew McLucky on the outside. There's just no place to go.
Again, backs offset. Davion Johnson gets the handoff. Second man through. Got up to the 40-yard line, and he got waylaid as soon as he hit that. Brandon Darrow just waiting for him right there.
And our Velazquez, you know, he's putting the hammer down. He's a good safety. He comes up hard into the hole, down into the box hard, and he really is a sure tackler. He does a nice job there.
And you look at his physique, he doesn't even look like he's built like a sophomore either, does he?
No, he looks bigger than a sophomore. He looks more mature than a sophomore. He's going to be a good one.
Third down and 7. And it'll be Gibbons off the right side to the 42-yard line. They love running to the right side a lot, and that time they pick up 2 more, but it's going to set up a fourth down situation. And again, a time for a punt for Nick Teague. Already played over 3 minutes and 20 seconds of the third quarter.
Well, that's the reason why you'll see the offense probably for one series, because by the time you get off the field, you're going to chew up a whole bunch of clock here.
And there's the punt. And fair catch called for at the last minute by Chris McNally. Living dangerously makes the catch right at the 30-yard line. Don't forget, Larry and I will pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game at the end of this contest. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for any emergency. They have two locations, including 3816 Fishinger Boulevard. Phone number 614-529-4259. 614-529-4259. Anybody in the running so far after that 28-yard punt?
I think Joey Velazquez has to be in the running because he has the interception for a touchdown, which was a tremendous catch, and he's been a tremendous hitter on the defensive side. It would be easy to give it to Alonzo Booth.
He's already won it once this season, I believe. Mr. Booth has.
And rightfully so.
Yep. He could win it and will.
Absolutely.
He gets the toss sweep this time. Around the right side, across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. It's rare that you say this, but a defensive man has to pay the price to hit Booth.
Well, Davion Johnson came up to fill from his safety spot, and he had to make a business decision there. I mean, it's a 240-pound man running downhill, and Davion weighs about a 170, and he took him on down below the waist and cut him, and that's all he could do with him.
So a gain on the play up to the 36 officially. It'll be second down and four from there. 7:35 left to go third quarter.
And then Davion had to fix his helmet.
Or find it. Booth toss left side. Not this time. Good job by the St. Charles defense to stand him up right at the 36-yard line and push him back. That was a tag team tackle there, and it had to be with four guys waiting for him, including Eric Cawthorn.
Yeah, number 72, Eric Cawthorn, did a great job of standing his ground, closing down from his defense end position. Did a nice job hanging on.
Speaking of hockey, Eric's a great hockey player for St. Charles in the past. He was on the team when they made it to the Final Four. A man who likes math. Third and four.
We won't hold that against him.
From the 36.
Scott Rex likes math.
And hockey. Tossed to Booth around the left side. He's got the first down and still rumbles 45 midfield and across the 50 all the way down to the 48-yard line before he's pushed down and out of bounds. Great job that time by Greg Scarpetti to follow him to the far side of the field and knock him down, but he paid the price. And they're going to mark the ball right at the 49 of St. Charles, but that's enough for the Stallions to move the sticks again with half the third quarter gone. 38-0 to Sales, looking to go 9-0, the top team in the state. Your update on Alonzo Booth, he's at 107 yards now on 17 carries. He needs, what, 113 was the amount?
That's right. So his next carry might put him over the top. He needs six.
You think they're cognizant of that down along the sidelines?
I'm pretty sure they are.
Silvestri lost the handle. It's free at the 48-yard line, and the Stallions got it back. I wonder if Daniel Walsh got the ball for the second time.
Fumble on the play, recovered by.
That's the second time Walsh has gotten the ball now.
He just wants it back. He doesn't want to give it up.
You know, you get those centers that they get to touch it on every play, and it's not enough.
It's not enough. He just wants to touch it twice. Once coming, once going.
He likes chemistry, math, and the Latin club, and he loves the New England Patriots. Wow. And their coach.
Gotta love that. At least he didn't say the Squealers.
Second out of nine from the 48-yard line. Arnold in motion. Toss sweep to the wide side.
This could
bottom
do
of your radio dial, and that is Alonzo Booth inside the 45 to the 44. That's about 5 yards, I think. Let's see where they mark it. If they give him the stumble, it's going to be the 43, and they put him right there. They're going to give him the forward progress to the 43, and that'll put him right at 113.
He's going to become the all-time leading ground gainer, single-season rusher here for DeSales. With his next carry, he'll go over the mark.
Now they're going to put it at 112.
112, he's 1 yard short. Say it isn't so.
Take a knee.
Give him the ball.
4:38 left to go third quarter.
Same
he's
play.
Got it to the right side, and he stood up at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Almost like the Cards knew about it.
And Davion Johnson came up from a safety spot. They had him stopped, and Davion put the exclamation point on that one.
And I believe this is called a punt team. And we haven't seen it from DeSales so far tonight.
He lost a yard on that one, so now he's 2 yards short, and he may not get back out there tonight.
If it's me, I go for a 61-yard field goal here, but I'm a gambling kind of guy. But DeMaceo's going to punt.
It's up to me. I give it to Booth and get that over
yeah,
with.
That's right. Fourth down and five from the 44 with 3:55 left in the quarter. DeMaceo has time.
Ooh.
Do you see him drop the ball the way he dropped it? It's going to hit inside the 5-yard line and trickle into the end zone for a touchback.
And out of the end zone.
He dropped that thing at almost a 45-degree
angle.
Well,
that's where you kick the point of the football, and you put the reverse English on it, and it's supposed to deaden the ball. And what it did was it just flipped over. I think the wind flipped it over. But that's what all the punters are doing these days to kill it inside the five.
And as a golfer, can you actually put a reverse spin on the ball?
Absolutely.
How do you change your swing to do that?
You don't. You just hit down into the ball first.
Okay.
They have grooves on the club for a reason. I only do it when I shouldn't.
First down play, Davion Johnson off the right side of the carts. 20, 25, and goes out of bounds. He's out of real estate near the 30-yard line with 3:29 and ticking here third quarter. I'm amazed when I see golfers with the backspin on the ball. Oh, they've got it in the back of the green and just bring it right up near the hole.
Yep, they're good. But that's all they do. I mean, it's what they do for a living. Kind of like you with that golden voice.
No.
What you do for a living.
It's not much of a living. But I get to meet you.
That's not much of a voice.
That's right. Second down and one. I set him up. He knocks him down around the left side. There's a gap out across the 35 to the 40-yard line. Nice gain as they take it to the left side. A lot of plays have been to the right, as we mentioned, but that time Davion Johnson takes it around the left side, gets it up to the 40-yard line. It's a guy that's going to try to break the century mark here tonight.
One of the things St. Charles does, anyhow, is they flip their line. So right and left is immature. They just kind of go where their strength is. But now they're starting to hit the edges. They're trying to get out on the edges, and they were trying to penetrate the interior, and that wasn't working.
He's approaching 70 yards in the contest. Fix goes wide to the bottom, backs offset, wing to the bottom of the formation. Up man, Gibbons gets the handoff across the 40 up to the 41-yard line. That play off the right side historically is good for 2 yards.
Maybe 2 yards. Luke Barber just closed that down from his right defensive tackle. He just followed his guard down into the hole and just caved in the whole side of the line.
It's a family affair for the Barbers. His dad is an alum, and his uncle Matt played on the 85 state championship team. He likes baseball, fishing, the National Honor Society, student council, and student ambassadors. Second down and 8 from just past the 41. That's Davion Johnson, and he just goes right through like a missile. That right side takes it a little further outside across the 45 to midfield and all the way down to the 48, maybe the 47-yard line. And then he stumbles forward to the 45. Let's see if they give him forward progress to the end of the rumble. And he does get it to the 45 and moves the sticks now. And he's approaching 80 yards as he picks up 13 on that play with 90 seconds left in the third quarter.
On the stallion, 45.
So first and 10 now for the Cards.
Best drive of the game for St. Charles.
They're across midfield with 1:20 left to go. Around the left side, not this time. Van Fossen came shooting through and just drilled Davion Johnson right when he tried to make the cut outside. He just grabbed him around the waist and just tossed him right down at the 47-yard line.
Tyler Van Fossen said, enough. We're not having this around the end anymore. And he just pitchforked it, as what we call it. He took the inside route from the linebacker spot and just went right through behind the pulling guard and made the tackle for the loss.
Classy guy. Ty Van Fossen off the field. We've mentioned some of the things he's done in the past that have been great. He sent us a letter thanking us for our coverage. And this guy's got interest from the MAC schools and offers from a Boston College, among others, as well, too. They hand it off this time. Davion Johnson right up the middle inside the 45 to the 44 with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. So the next play could be the last one in quarter number 3.
You know, the thing I'm noticing about the St. Charles offensive line is they're starting to finish off some blocks here. I mean, Will Sherman that time had a great block inside, and he, you know, they're still fighting. It's 38-0. The game is not in question. I mean, you pretty much know the outcome, but they're playing hard, and that's the hallmark of a Bob Jacoby kind of team.
McGowan readjusts Gibbons to a wideout to the top. 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. They snap in time. Davion Johnson trying to turn the right side and got it inside the 42-yard line. That'll do it. Three quarters in the books with a continuous clock. We move rapidly through quarter number 3. It's 38-0 as we head to the fourth on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way. Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Welcome back to Alumni Stadium as we start the fourth quarter. It is St. Charles trailing DeSales 38-0 in this contest. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, and Scott Rex. A little delay. The officials stopped the contest. Well, the chains weren't ready.
And even though Scott Rex got his eyes fixed the last couple days, the numbers still look legible. It's unbelievable. I thought we might have some trouble reading these numbers.
Yeah, one of them looks like a prescription, but most of them look okay.
Look all right.
Teague with the punt. It is high and a fair catch called for and corralled right at the 10-yard line by McNally as he stumbles forward to the 11. And St. Charles will go on defense as DeSales will get the ball back to start quarter number four. And let us see who runs the offense now for DeSales, if maybe Anthony Cerrone will come out to run things, although the ball's deep in their own territory, right past the 10-yard line.
I got a feeling Mr. Booth is going to get a carry or two to get him over this number, and that'll probably be the last time we see him.
Now Cerrone's a quarterback.
Some new numbers in there, that's for sure.
Cerrone comes in a quarterback, and also in the backfield will be Carter Hillary. And also coming in is Dylan Payne as a wideout.
Well, we've got a whole new group.
Cerrone at quarterback. Hands it off, and they'll get the ball up across the 10-yard line. Is Hillary on the carry that time? Well, they're probably going to ask Scott Rex to come up with a couple more yards for Alonzo Booth here in this contest. Although he's got one more week to do it.
I don't think he's going to do it. Scott's not that kind of guy.
Are you serious?
He has standards. They're low. He's working with us, but they're not quite that low.
If he's here, he has no standards.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Term limbo mean anything to you? Checking in with the play right now from the bench. Two different wideouts come in. And again, the quarterback for DeSales, Anthony Cerrone, 6'1", 175, and a sophomore. 16 carries for him for 99 yards, and he will go over the century mark. There's a record for you, Lee's. He's got it up to the 19-yard line before he's whipped down on the play. And if you're St. Charles, you can't go too deep on your depth chart right now because of injuries. But the hit is made that time as he turns the quarter by Stephen Cottrell. Cottrell's got him right around the 19-yard line. It's going to be third down and one from there.
I'm watching Coach Cerrone in the box next to us watching his son play. It's kind of interesting when your son's on the field playing. I had that privilege of coaching my own son. It's kind of fun to watch it. So
he's got a bit of a smile emblazoned on his face right now. As much as you can enjoy it from up top.
Right.
Third and one. Wide to the bottom is Victor Weber. Toss sweep. They need to get to the 21-yard line and putting his head down to the short side and looking for the angle and getting the first down on the play is number 42. That's Carter Hillary.
Yep. His dad was a pretty good football player, huh?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Chip Hillary. And you know what? Both Hillary's in the backfield because in front of him is Colton Hillary.
It's a family reunion.
Kind of a Hillary then, isn't it? The plural
Hillaramos,
of Hillary.
Hillaramos. Hillarius. Hillaramanen. Is that Latin? Ask the St. Charles kids. They'll know.
There'll be no conjugating up here.
Watch your language. You can't talk like that in public.
Jordan Miller will check in now. They shuttle in wideouts with the information from Ryan Wiggins and company.
Conjugate those verbs, baby. Conjugate those verbs.
And Brian Cromwell, the offensive coordinator. This time the backs from a true eye. And off the left side and out to the 24-yard line. Short gain on the play. 9 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. As that time, it is the other Hillary on the handoff. It is Colton Hillary who gets the ball up to the 24. Sales shuttling in players with the play.
Well, this could be 2 weeks in a row that everybody on the DeSales Stallion sideline gets a chance to play, and that's kind of a real treat late in the year like this because you don't get many opportunities to get. Last week, you got all 67 players in the game. That's just tremendous.
James Irvin will check in as a wideout, 5'10", 175, and a senior. He'll go to the bottom. Readjusting the running backs now on the second down play. And they'll get the ball up to the 25-yard line as, once again, a solid hit by Stephen Cottrell, who hasn't given up. Cottrell played solid defense in the middle throughout this contest for the Cards. And I'm going to guess the lap time on the carry was Chris Campbell, 29. Some new faces in the offensive line, too. Colin Krombach, who was a starter earlier in the season. Mitch Lundy, also in the offensive line. Again, they shuttle in plays with the wide outs. Dylan Payne comes back into this contest. He goes to the bottom. This time the deep back is Colton Hillary. And Cerrone's going to keep and get it up to the 26-yard line. And that'll set up a punting situation. Now, you don't have a second punting team, though, do you?
Well, you try not. I mean, you got a JV punting team, but really you'd like to just keep your varsity punt kids out there and punt the ball.
Here's the question, Larry. When you have a continuous clock for the entire second half,
yep,
does it make it difficult to play the JV contest the next day?
Well, not as difficult as it used to be when you didn't have it. I mean, you could actually, they're not going to get that many snaps. They're only going to get about 20 snaps each, but in the old days, they might get 35 or 40 snaps, and that's a lot of football.
So you still play the JV game the next day?
Yeah, we would in the old days, but they got a lot of snaps. That was the problem.
Demacio, not the most stylistic kick he's come up with, and it's going to stay inside the sideline marker, and that time Davion Johnson had to scoop it up because it nearly hit the back toe of number 17 for the St. Charles Cardinals and Peter Griffith. So
it may have hit him.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Davion Johnson is not getting up.
Get up, Davion.
He's at the 38-yard line holding onto his left leg and now rolling over face down on the turf. With 6:54 left to go, that will stop the clock, and he'll sit back down on the field.
And the irony of that play is that Davion didn't even want to field the punt, but I think it did, in fact, hit his teammate, and he had to pick it up and go with it.
They extend the left leg back down on the ground. He's lying on his back now, hands up in the air. They're talking to him. He's talking back to him. You hope it's a cramping situation.
Yeah, I think it was, because they were grabbing around the calf, so... Come on, Davion, atta baby.
With a little hop, he comes up to his feet. Now has a little giddy up as he heads off the field.
He might chew his own foot off and come back. He's a tough kid. I've liked him for 3 years.
Something I haven't seen. I have seen the continuous clock, though, in 5 games this season.
Yes,
do you like the continuous clock?
Yeah, I'm getting to like it for this reason, that it softens the blow. When you're getting physically beat up, in football, when you get beat up 38 to nothing, it's painful. It's not like basketball when you get beat by 40 points or something. It's, you know, you can score 15 or 20 and still feel good about your game, but in football, it's painful.
McGowan in at quarterback, so he's back in for his third quarter of action. Came in late in the first half. They're going to hand it off. Big gap right up the middle against that second-team defense for the Sales, and they get the ball inside the 45-yard line all the way down to the 43. It's that time on the carry. It's number 45, and that is Matthew Gibbons. There's a big gainer in the first down for St. Charles. That may be their biggest gain on the night from the line of scrimmage.
Marco Soucy made the tackle on the play. That's a long line of Soucys that have been up to school here at the Sales for many, many years.
18 yards, the longest gainer for the Cards. In this contest, first and 10 from inside the 44 near the 43-yard line of DeSales. Stallions leading 38-0. Davion Johnson back in there, and he's got a gap against the second team. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Glides for the goal line and makes it. Touchdown. 6:02 left to go. I pronounce him healed, and it's now 38-6.
I would guess he's healed. He took off around the left side there, and he was shot out of a cannon. And, you know, that's good for Davion. He's played hard all night. He deserved to get one in the end zone.
And he'll be over the century mark with that run. And I got to tell you something. I think when you see a second-team defense, if you're even slightly injured, you go, you know what?
I'm going back
in. I want to go back out
Absolutely.
There and make something happen. He's got 128 yards after that 43-yard touchdown run. And it's extra point time for Clayton Anderson in this contest. Jake Moore's the holder. Snap, kick, it is up. And it's good, but the margin is still more than 30. It's 38-7, 6:02 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds. CCL Game of the Week is presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Devin Dukes is having a big game, and Reedy leads Meadowbrook 35-14.
Go Knights.
And next week, I think it's Fayetteville, 6-2 as we speak right now, right?
And they could make it. You know, at 7-3, Reedy could make the playoffs. That would be a tremendous accomplishment for this team.
If they do, they will be a road team. There's the boot, and will it head out of bounds? Yes, at the 2-yard line. And by the way, we're approaching the top of the hour. You're listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savoldi. Glad to have you aboard for week number 9 of high school football action. After the game of the week, be sure to tune into the AM 820 scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com. Ryan and Lee, all the scores from all the leagues in Central Ohio. It's the AM 820 scoreboard show, extended style, after the game, right here on AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com. And Larry, you may have to sing a song or two, you know, just kind of slow things.
That's going to destroy any ratings we might have had.
You know, I go back to that 30-point rule, and this is something that Lee mentioned. I think I mentioned the night of the game, too. I go back to that Olentangy-Reynoldsburg game. Mm. I'm glad it's 30 points and not 25 or something, because that was 51-24 at that point. And after the 14th rain delay.
And it was about to become worse.
Yeah. And Olentangy kicked it back. Mark Solis told Jay Wolf, the athletic director, after they scored the touchdown to make it 51-31, you know we're coming back to win this. And Jay said, get out of here.
Yeah,
he walked
right
away. And he was right. 52-51 the final. They keep it on the ground, the Stallions do, and they fight and churn and get it up to maybe the 38-yard line. Is that time Carter Hillary on the carry? So with 5:18 left to go, as you take a look at what's going on in high school football this season, look at some of the power teams. Anything surprise you so far from what we've seen on the games here on CCL?
No, I mean, the two powerhouses in the Catholic League, of course, are DeSales and Hartley. Reedy stumbled early in the season, and they're trying to make a comeback now. And if they can be a road team, that would be a tremendous accomplishment, because it's 7-3. You never know.
I think life will get easier for them next year when they start playing some of those mid-state league teams as well, too.
Well, they won't get beat up as much.
They won't have to travel as far.
That's true, too.
Cerrone's going to hand it off, and they get it up to the 40, to the 42-yard line. On the carry that time is number 24, Colton Hillary.
And by the way, I don't mean that the mid-state isn't physical.
No, they are very tough.
It's you're not playing somebody who scheduled you because they knew they could beat you. You're playing somebody in a league, and you got a better chance of matching up with people.
And Larry, too, I wasn't being facetious. There's a difference between being beat up half an hour from home and 3 hours from home, right? As a coach taking that long ride back on the bus?
That bus ride kills you. It just kills you. I mean, in one season, we played in Indianapolis, Saginaw, two games in Pennsylvania east of Pittsburgh, one game in Kentucky. I mean, we had frequent flyer miles on Greyhound. You know, it's ridiculous.
Third down. And that time it is Hillary again off the right side, and Colton gets it up to the 44-yard line. Near the sticks, it's going to be fourth down and one, 3:43 left to go in regulation. Don't forget, we have to pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. Are you staying with Velasquez?
I am going to stay with him.
All right.
The sophomores played well tonight. He scored a touchdown on defense, and that's a special moment for any defensive player.
Sometime you might have to give it to Cole Silvestri, too, for running the offense effectively.
Could do that.
Or the offense in good hands.
Or you can give it to a kicker with good feet.
There you go.
Well,
he caught the snap when he was punting, too.
That, too.
Timeout on the field.
We get sponsored by the good feet people. We can do that. Give it to a kicker.
Well, you can work on that for next season, right?
There you go.
By the way, we will have playoff action here on AM820. Friday night is when Hartley and or Reedy would play. Saturday, the Sales will play. And as you look at things right now, you got to think the Sales will have a home game
right in
week number one of the playoffs. It'll be the first Saturday in November. Fourth down and one. Big play here. Oh, they lose the handle of the football. They did on the fumble. St. Charles gets the ball at the 41-yard line. So they turn over either way, and it's found in the breadbasket of 133, Kevin Leary, who comes up with the football, the co-captain. St. Charles gets it back with 2:58 left to go. Shortly, Larry will head down to the field. Do you have your mucklucks and your winter gear?
I do have some winter gear on. It's windy out there. It was a little nippy before the game, so I'm sure it's gotten colder.
I gave away my hot hands to the two principals.
Yeah, thanks. Great job.
I forgot about you.
I might just go get in the car. Heck with it. I'll drive it out.
Do it like James Corbin. Do the interview from the car. Do a little karaoke.
You do it.
Hand off the right side. Nothing there. Sales shuts it down right at the 42-yard line. They try to turn the right side, which is the wide side of the field, and absolutely no opening that time for big number 48, and I say that facetiously, Anthony Miller, who goes 5'7", and listed at 165. I'm thinking more like 145.
Yeah, I'm guessing 140, 145.
He's brought down right at the 42-yard line, and then there was 220 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get ready to head on down there now, because with the running clock, it'll probably take me 20 minutes to get down there at my age. Unless I stumble.
Running there quickly. Get down in one step. Fumble on the snap. Fought for. Still fought for. You got to bend over to pick up the football, and he did not. He just tried to reach down for it, and the Stallions will have it.
He actually grabbed the football, and then it didn't come up with him. Somebody else jumped on it on the way up. So,
with 2:02 left to go, DeSales gets it back, and I would assume now you keep it very simple, although they were doing it very simply with the handoffs. I wonder if you just take a knee here or two.
Well, I don't think they can run it out with 2 minutes, so just run the football, and by the time they spot it and everything, you might get a chance to do that. I'm going to head on down.
All right, we'll see you. You'll be missed. You can paint the picture from down on the sidelines. James Irvin, the last to check in, and I think Vince Thompson may run the show here. We'll see. Vince Thompson will check in at quarterback, 5'11", 170, and a sophomore. So Thompson, the QB, with backs from an eye on his first down play from the 43 of the Stallions with 1:40 left to go. Watching the back judge for the hand to go up in the air. And he knows there's 5 seconds left. Hand goes up, 4, 3, 2, 1. He snaps the ball. And he keeps the ball. And he gets drilled with the ball at the 42-yard line. Nothing there. Lost one on the play. Solid hit as he turned the corner that time by Peter Griffith. So it'll be second down and 11. 1:15 left to go. And now you can kind of play the element of just taking a knee as the Stallions motor in new faces again, too, in that offensive line as well. Brendan Hefferman is in there as well, too, now. Second down and 11 from the 42-yard line. 57 seconds left to go. I'm looking at the rapid gallop of one Larry Wolf already down near the field. Back from an eye, one wide to either side. And the handoff, and they get it to the 42, and that is it. 38 seconds left to go. Let's see how rapidly they set the ball for play, if they wait till after the 25-second mark or not. Right now there's 30 seconds left to go. No, they're going to have to run one more play. In fact, our referee, Mr. Fox, pointed the sidelines to Ryan Wiggins and held up one finger saying, one more play. And Larry Wolf is already down there. And Larry, what's the temperature like? What are the elements like down there in the field?
It's actually not too bad. On the field, the wind's not bad at all. It was stronger up in the bleachers than it is down here on the field, so it's actually pretty nice down here right now.
Thompson takes a knee, and I'll watch you hook it out on the field, and as I do so, I'll remind everyone it's a final. DeSales cruises past St. Charles, 38-7. We'll take a break, have the post-game show, and Larry will talk to Ryan Wiggins when you come back. Again, DeSales over St. Charles, 38-7 here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home. So you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Malik and Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at MalikLawFirm.com.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to Alumni Stadium as DeSales goes to 9-0. The number one team of the state, Division III, cruises by St. Charles by a final score of 38-7. And this one, Randy Reinhardt up in the press box alongside Greg Sivaldi and Scott Rex down in the field. It is Larry Wolf as the teams have huddled together at the 50-yard line for a moment of silence and prayer right now as the two teams get together and honor, I think, the spirit of competition, the camaraderie that exists in the Central Catholic League. And Larry Wolf is down there on the field at the 40-yard line waiting for a chance to talk to the head coach of the Stallions, Ryan Wiggins. He'll be the slowest guy of that group because the team now is sprinting for down at the goal line. And Larry now is working his way out to the 45-yard line. Ryan Wiggins with another word or two to a couple of St. Charles players. And Larry now going to stand by with Ryan Wiggins. Larry, take it away.
I'm down here with a pretty happy Ryan Wiggins, a nice 38-7, very methodical in the first half. You made some big plays, some big runs by Alonzo Booth, and a great interception by your sophomore defensive back. Talk to us about this victory.
It was a good victory. I liked the way we came out and put points on the board right away, you know, put them in a little bit of a hole. I thought that was going to be key because they're going to try to control the ball and stuff like that too. So love the way, you know, got a defensive score in there. I mean, just love the way we came out and played. And our guys get ready. These CCL games are hard fought. They're emotional for the kids, and it's good to win them. It's good to win the CCL.
Well, you're 9-0. You go to week 10 next week, and then you get yourself ready for a home playoff game, and that's got to be a great, great feeling for the Stallions.
It is, you know, to play one more time out here, that's good, and just to keep going. The first goal is to win the CCL, so we got that one checked off. Go get another week better and then head into postseason play. We're excited.
Well, our Martin J. Mitchell good hands player of the game is sophomore Joey Velasquez for the great interception, and he also had some outstanding defensive plays, tackles in the open field. He's good hitters coming down in the box hard. Let's talk a little bit about Joey's play.
Joey's a good player and young guy, but, man, he's very physical, very athletic, and he got great hands. I mean, I think he showed all that a little bit tonight, so we're excited about him.
Well, we're down here. It's 38-7. It's an outstanding win for the DeSales Stallions, and they move on to 9-0 and look forward to being 10-0 next week and off to the playoffs. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
Sounds like he's been yelling a bit. And Larry, we have the same score, by the way, up here too at 38-7 as the two gentlemen hug down there on the field. And how do you think Ryan Wiggins feels after a contest like this where he had to beat his mentor and he beat them decisively, getting by St. Charles 38-7 in this contest? We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll go over final stats from this contest. And don't forget, just around the corner, it's the CCL Game of the Week post-game show, if you will. We will have the scoreboard show, AMA 20 scoreboard show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran have all the scores from the CCL, the City League, the OCC, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League, and interviews, too, from the coaches and the players as well, too. All that coming up after this game all the way till 11 o'clock. But again, 38-7 the final. We'll come back one final time to Alumni Stadium here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Welcome back one final time to Alumni Stadium as DeSales gets by St. Charles 38-7 on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, going over the final numbers from this contest. And here are the stats, Larry. Total offense, DeSales 332, St. Charles 158. All the yards for the Cards on the ground. DeSales 216 rushing. Passing, they had 116 yards. 9 first downs to 6 for St. Charles, so that's kind of misleading there. 4 penalties for 40 yards against the Stallions, 2 for 10 against the squad from St. Charles. Turnovers, 2 by St. Charles, 1 by DeSales. That happened late in the contest. Booth, unofficially, we had with 19 carries for 111 yards. Scott Rex couldn't find 2 yards.
Nope, couldn't do it.
For 2 touchdowns, he also had a catch for 66 yards and a score. Asamoah, 5 carries for 58. Silvestri, 2 of 6 passing for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. Should have had another one to peak, though, as well, too.
Absolutely.
And Johnson, 23 carries for 128 yards, as he had to carry a lot of the load in an abbreviated second half because of so many injuries to Berkey and to Franz and also McCann. So we'll have to see how that sorts out for St. Charles next week, because we have the Cards against Northwest, a team that's 6-2 as we speak right now. So your thoughts about this contest as DeSales really cruises. They were up 38-0 at halftime.
Right. It pretty much played out the way we thought it would play out. DeSales is a better football team, and they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, and all that good stuff. And DeSales got out of it, seems to be, without any injuries, and that's kind of important for DeSales because they're moving on to game 10 next week, undefeated, and they're going to try and – their second goal is to go undefeated. The third goal is to obviously win the state championship. So here you go.
You sound a little winded, a little bit like Ryan Wiggins did on the field there.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to get these guys to put in an escalator or an elevator. Us old guys climbing these steps. You know, you can't get help from these sales guys. We got guys in the press box here. They won't do anything for
us. Hey, I tell you what, Newby took the screen out of the window early in the season, and it's still out.
It's still
out. The only window that has that option.
And that's
I'm
great.
I'm thankful to Tom Newbert for that, the outstanding baseball coach and AD here.
Tom's a great guy. We had a good discussion down there. He and I are old baseball coaches together. So it's good time. So,
sir, I will talk to you again next week at Walt Plank Field, if that's okay.
We'll close out the season, the regular season, with the Cards. Hopefully they'll be healthy by next week.
But in the words of the Carpenters, we've only just begun, because after that, the real season will start.
At least the second season,
anyway.
That's
right. Hartley in action on Friday nights, and perhaps Reedy as well, too. And then DeSales will play on Saturday. And obviously now it looks more and more like they will have a home game in round one. So 38-7, the final. Scoreboard show coming up next. For Greg Sivaldi and Scott Rex and Larry Wolf, I'm Randy Reinhart saying good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week as St. Charles hosts Canal Fulton Northwest. The coverage beginning at 6 o'clock with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining